21 minutes after the hour, America 2 Hewitt, joined now by my guest from last week, Bernie Marcus After, the founder and former chairman of the board of Home Depot, was on last week. I was inundated with calls and emails about him, so I'm glad to have him back. Bernie Marcus, welcome back to the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Great to be back with you, Hugh.
How is the launch of the JobCreatorsAlliance.org going?
I think it's going very well, and you know, the whole purpose of it is to have the people that create the jobs out there speaking and really sharing with the American people what happens in Washington and what happens in the state houses, how that affects business, and how it affects job creators and the creation of jobs. Look, we have a terrible problem in the United States. It's 9% unemployment. There are 14 million people out of work. In fact, there are more. It's closer to 20 million people. People have given up. And we need to listen to the people who really hire people and create the jobs. The politicians don't do it. The President of the United States in his life never hired anybody and doesn't know the first thing about it. And he's surrounded by college presidents and academics who really don't know anything about it either.
Now, Bernie Marcus, after you were on last week, I got a number of questions that all run into this category. How did he do it? Because we didn't really have time to do biography with you. And so I want to just spend a couple of moments on that. How did you build Home Depot? Because it wasn't, when you launched it, it was a pretty dismal economic situation as well.
Yeah, it was 1979, and, you know, 79, 80, 81 was not a really good time in the United States. But the truth is, it was right for us because people were paying exorbitant prices for the type of merchandise that we had. And the theory was that if we could bring product to the marketplace, product that they couldn't buy anywhere else at the kind of prices that we were going to sell it for, and if we had it all under one roof. So the years ago, and I'm talking about back in 1979, 78, 80, 81, that area, if you needed to paint, you had to go to a paint store. You had to go to a lumber store. You had to go to a plumbing store. You had to go to – every one of these things had a store. And it was very, very difficult for somebody to do a job in their house. And we said if we could put it all under one roof, if we could have every product that these people would possibly need, put it out at the best prices, have the most quality, and have people on the floor to teach people how to do it themselves, that's a winning formula.
How did you find those people on the floor? Because now that the orange apron is a famous calling sign now, and people know they're going to Home Depot, they're going to be well taken care of. How did you find and build that culture?
Well, we found people that really wanted to have a job 12 months a year. You know, most of those, you know, a carpenter, plumbers, painters, et cetera, you know, it's hit and miss. I mean, it's a feast or famine. This was an opportunity to have a job 12 months a year, have your health coverage, have the benefits, have the ability to buy stock in the company, have stock awarded to you. And they became partners of ours, everybody that worked there. I happen to have lunch today with a woman that worked for us for 7 years. I haven't seen her. She's now running a business of her own, and she just thanked me for teaching her how to run a business. Huh. And so it's been a great opportunity for us and for them. And as I said the last time I talked to you, Hugh, it's been millions of people have worked for the Home Depot. And we're talking about over the years. There's over 300,000 people working there now. And these people love working where they're working. They love their jobs. They're professionals. We have plumbers and carpenters and all kinds of people that know exactly what they're talking about. And when you go to a Home Depot store, you know you're going to find somebody that's going to point you in the right direction and sell you the product that you need, not the product that we want them to sell.
And how did the unions fit into this? Was Home Depot ever unionized?
No. And that's the success of Home Depot. And, you know, I got to tell you, something happened this week that we have to talk about, and that's this new rule that came out of the NLRB.
Yes, horrible.
Allowing unions to organize a business and actually – this bill may be one of the worst things that's happened to America because, you know, all those states that write the word states, where typically the unemployment is down dramatically. People are investing money in these places. Look at what happened to Boeing. Boeing went into South Carolina, and they're paying their employees almost as much as they pay in Seattle. But they don't want the work rules. They don't want to have to deal with the union bosses. And they don't want to work with the regulations that are thrown at them by the unions. So this bill, the rule that just passed the NLRB, is going to allow the unions to organize almost everybody. You won't even know it's coming because they cut the time length down between the time that you're notified that they're going for an election and the election from 40 days down to 20 days.
And even less in some instances. It's like a snap election, and the business doesn't have a chance to inform their employees about what the stakes
are. No, they're dead in the water because they could be working behind the scenes for 6, 7, 8, 9 months doing this, and you don't have a chance. I know that when we had a chance to discuss this, and we've had many organizers at the Home Depot, our people didn't want a union. The reason they didn't want a union is because they knew that if they started in the company and they were pushing carriages in the parking lot, they had a chance to get up the ladder. If they were good, if they were hardworking, if they wanted to put the time and energy, if they wanted to learn, they could end up being the vice president of the company in a short period of time. When you unionize, that doesn't happen. It's called tenure. And it's called, you got to be there. The one that's there the longest, they could be the worst, gets the job.
Now, American business did dodge a bullet this week when the Supreme Court turned down the class action suit against Walmart. But lawyers must also be a bane of your existence, Bernie Marcus.
Oh, they hate me. They hate me, and the feeling is mutual. I think they've done more to kill this company, America. Litigation is a major issue in the United States today. Every single company has to deal with it. I don't care if you run a small restaurant. You're in deep trouble because if somebody happens to fall in your store or fall on the sidewalk outside your store, you're dead meat.
Yeah, I don't think that the bar understands the risks that go into starting a small business and how precarious it is and how long it takes to. How long did it take you from the time you opened Home Depot to the moment you knew we've made it, we've got our market, we've got our niche, and nothing can hurt us?
I think it was about 10 years.
So there's a 10-year startup. Is that pretty common for most businesses?
Yeah. Because remember, we continue to take risk. And Hugh, that's a major issue, taking the risk. Is it worth it? Because you're always putting your life on a line. You're putting everything you own on a line. But if you don't take the risk, nothing really happens. So entrepreneurs and the free enterprise system rewards the risk takers because you become successful. And then you have this terrible word. I can't get it out of my mouth. You become rich.
Yep.
Oh, my God. And I know that's a terrible thing to tell America. Nobody wants to be rich.
Well, they're turning the rich people into bad guys.
Oh, the rich people are the worst people in America. No question about it. Well, unless you're Nancy Pelosi.
In which case, nobody knows that you're the rich person.
That's right. Or Carrie.
I'll be right back with Bernie Marcus. He is the founder and former chairman of the board of Home Depot. He has begun a very important organization, which I want you to go check out right now, jobcreatorsalliance.org. That's the jobcreatorsalliance.org. It is vitally important if you are a small business person or you have a family member who's a small business person or you have any desire whatsoever to ever start a small business that you get on over to jobcreatorsalliance.org right now and sign up to help restore the ability for entrepreneurs to succeed in America. Bernie Marcus does not fail when he starts something. Jobcreatorsalliance.org is going to soon dominate the Washington, D.C. quarters when it comes to discussions about business. Be a part of building it up. I'll be right back with Bernie Marcus on The Hugh Hewitt Show.